I said. If you say so, it must be true. Kumiko must have had a lover, and she went to you for advice. It's hard for me to believe, but I can't imagine you're lying to me about such a thing. No, of course I'm not lying, said Noboru Wataya, with the hint of a smile on his lips.
So is that all you have to tell me?
Kumiko left me for another man, so I should agree to a divorce? Noboru Wataya responded with a single small nod, as if he were trying to conserve energy.
I suppose you realize that I was not in favor of Kumiko marrying you to begin with. I took no positive steps to interfere, on the assumption that it was a matter that did not concern me, but now I almost wish I had.
He took a sip of water and set his glass on the table again. Then he continued,
From the first day I met you, I knew better than to hope you might amount to anything. I saw no sign of promise, nothing in you that suggested you might accomplish something worthwhile, or even turn yourself into a respectable human being, nothing there to shine or to shed light on anything. I knew that whatever you set your hand to would end up half-baked, that you would never see anything through to the end. And I was right. You have been married to my sister for 6 years, and what have you done in all that time? Nothing, right? All you've accomplished in 6 long years is to leave your job and ruin Kumiko's life. Now you're out of work, and you have no plans for the future. There's nothing inside that head of yours but garbage and rocks. Why Kumiko ever got together with the likes of you, I'll never understand. Maybe she thought the garbage and rocks in your head were interesting. But finally, garbage is garbage, and rocks are rocks. You were wrong for her from the start. Which is not to say that Kumiko was perfection either. She had her own oddities since childhood for one reason or another. I suppose that's why she was briefly attracted to you. But that's all over now. In any case, the best thing will be to finish this business as quickly as possible. My parents and I will watch out for Kumiko. We want you to back off, and don't try to find her. You've got nothing to do with her anymore. All you can do is cause trouble if you try to get involved. The best thing you can do is to begin a new life in a new place, a life that is better suited to you. That would be best for you and best for us.
To signal that he was finished, Noboru Wataya drained the water in his glass, called the waiter, and ordered more. Do you have anything else to say? I asked. Noboru Wataya responded this time with a single small shake of the head. In that case, I said to Multicano, what is the proper order for this discussion? Multicano took a small white handkerchief from her bag and used it to wipe the corners of her mouth. Then she picked up her red vinyl hat from the table and set it on top of the bag.
I'm certain this is all very shocking to you, Mr. Okada, she said, and for my part, I find it extremely painful to be speaking about such things with you face to face, as you can imagine.
Noboru Wataya glanced at his watch in order to ascertain that the world was still spinning on its axis and costing him precious time.
I see now, Multicano continued, that I must make this as simple and straightforward as possible. Mrs. Okada came to see me first. She came to me for advice.
On my recommendation, interjected Noboru Wataya, Kumiko came to talk to me about the cat, and I introduced her to Miss Kano.
Was that before I met you or after? I asked Multicano.
Before, she said.
In that case, I said, to put things in their proper order, it went something like this. Kumiko learned about your existence from Noboru Wataya, and she went to see you about the lost cat. Then, for some reason that is still not clear to me, she hid from me the fact that she had already met you and arranged for me to see you, which I did, in this very place. Am I right?
That is approximately correct, said Multicano with some difficulty. My first discussion with Mrs. Okada was strictly about the cat. I could tell there was something more to it than that, however, which is why I wanted to meet you and speak to you direct. Then it became necessary for me to meet Mrs. Okada one more time and to ask her about deeper, personal matters.
Which is when Kumiko told you she had a lover?
Yes. In short, I believe that is the case. Given my position, it is not possible for me to go into any greater detail than that, said Multicana.